You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. This is Beefcake's Bootcamp, and one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today is that we have more allies out there than we realize, or than that most of us realize. And it can sometimes seem like all we find on the internet are the enemy, but that's because we're actively out there seeking out the anti-whites. And the anti-whites always are going to come out in droves whenever the subject of race comes up. Anywhere online, you're going to see them. If it's a news article talking about race or a YouTube video about it, I guarantee you some brainwashed anti-white chump is going to be on there talking about how bad white people are and... Basically, the dozen or so things they always say, they're repeating like parrots thinking that they're their own original ideas. It's sort of like, somebody didn't tell them the number 4, they told them 2 plus 2, and then they, you know, the person thinks they came up with the number 4 on their own. Anti-whites have sort of been conditioned this way. It has a lot to do with how their brainwashing has been achieved, is that they don't even realize it's been done to them, and nonetheless, they need to be a crusader and fight against anyone who has the wrong opinion on race, according to them. We've been down this road before on Beefcake's Bootcamp, but by now you're used to seeing our enemy all over the place. So it can sometimes be frustrating in that you feel that, you know, that's all that you see. But keep in mind, it is all about that audience that many times is silent, and they have to see a message a few times before they realize, hey, I can start using that too. I can start saying that too. They see you defending yourselves, and they start saying it as well. And that's why we've seen a lot of our memes spreading around. They might not be posting the whole mantra, but they're already doing us a huge favor by grabbing a hold of anti-white and pointing out when something is anti-white, something that makes white people look bad or something like that that's clearly a jab at us, and they call it anti-white. You know, it's not as good as the whole mantra. However, it's a massive improvement from backtracking and saying, no, 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 I'm not a racist. Now they're using the term anti-white to defend themselves. That is a big deal, and we're seeing anti-white coming up a lot more. So that large chunk of whites that might not be posting over at Stormfront, that might not be posting the mantra, that are not active in, you know, the movement or struggle or however you want to define pro-whites that actively want to fight for the interest of our race and our continued existence in the face of genocide. There are a lot of folks out there who are Joe Lunchbox, who are not quite sure how to articulate any sort of a message, and they don't want to be viewed as the evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. So when they go to a movie theater with their kids to bring them out to the most recent Hollywood propaganda, and they see interracial relationships being shoved down their throat, it makes them uncomfortable. They kind of wiggle in their seat a bit. Something seems wrong. Our enemy has gone so overboard with promoting anti-whites in this blending scheme that their anti-white propaganda has been shoved down throats too much. And it starts to spill out, and people a lot of times aren't quite sure how to say that, you know, the message. And there's always some guy who's going to, you know, end up getting ostracized after he does it. But there's always some rabbit out there that has to stick their neck in the monster cage and say, start something with the phrase, I don't want to sound racist, but, you know, if these guys are a dime a dozen. And there's women too. You know, women tend to be a little bit more in tune with what's trendy and want to say what's socially trendy, just to protect their social position or whatnot. However, and this is something Horace has talked about before, they'll actually be quite picky, though, in who they actually choose to have kids with. And I know, yes, you go to the grocery store and you see white women with a bunch of mixed kids hanging off their grocery cart. I understand. But the majority are still picking white men. And but they will ostracize anyone verbally for saying anything that's not trendy. And currently the trend is anti-whiteness. But a lot of times even they will notice something that they don't say. I believe the men see it more and are uncomfortable but don't know what to say. But I believe there are quite a few women that feel that way too. And one of the things that we're doing with the mantra is we are giving people the means to fight back. And that's an important thing to keep in mind, is that when you use the mantra or the mini mantra, or mini mantras, there's a ton of excellent ones on Bob's site. You're not only defending yourself, you're showing the whites around you how to defend themselves. And a lot of them haven't quite got the mantra introduced to them enough times yet to start using the whole thing themselves or start using white genocide. But I have seen things where white people have talked about it's not right for us to go extinct in Europe. I wish they'd use the word genocide, but pointing to an eventual extinction and having a problem with it is an improvement. You know, it's one step away from realizing that an intentional extinction is genocide. And it is being done with intent. White people were also never given a vote on whether to let tons of whites, non-whites into white countries. So again, you know, we are seeing some improvements in the public dialect. And the biggest one is anti-white. You know, I know it's the smallest one of our memes, but it's invaluable. You know, it's a tremendous improvement over the way social discourse was on the subject of race just 10 years ago. It's easy for us to forget how far we've come. Now, we still have a long ways to go. I admit that. You know, we do got a lot more ground we need to take. But getting on top of that first hill, and we're going to maintain it. We always want to point out anti-whites. You know, we are going to keep our hill. We're going to set up our fortress there, but we at least have a place to put the fortress now. And that is anti-white. It has really grown. It is something that's giving that silent, what I believe to be a silent majority of whites, you know, that have a serious problem with what's being done to our people, that just need to be shown how to defend themselves, because they've been mentally broken, but they're not broken to the point where when they see a way out, they're not going to take it. I don't believe that. If I believed our people were beyond help, I wouldn't be here right now. And so I firmly believe that when they're shown how to defend themselves, they'll start. And in fact, the evidence we've seen of that is them grabbing a hold of anti-white and pointing it out. And they might not necessarily use anti-racist as a code word for anti-white. That's the best way to use it. That's the way I want you guys, our swarm members who are listening to me right now, to use it, is anti-racist as a code word for anti-white, because nobody else refers to any other race as racist when they speak up for their own racial interest. Or for the interest of their people. Nobody's flooding every single black country with non-blacks, promoting interracial relationships to them and glamorizing interracial breeding and telling them it's the way that's going to end the race problems in their countries, and then calling any of them that disagree with it a racist. They're only doing that to us. So anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. However, I've seen a lot of whites grabbing a hold of it and they mix and match it in other ways, because someone might see a martial artist or a boxer in a movie. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be able to fight just as good as the guy they saw on the screen, but they might get a few tricks to defend themselves a little bit better. They're not going to get beat down quite as quickly, you know, and they might say to someone, and I've seen this a couple times, oh, sure, you think that's anti-racist. What it is anti-white. Or, you know, somebody claiming that whites aren't allowed to have their own schools and says why, and the person says, that's not anti-racist, that's anti-white. That's just anti-white. How come everyone else is allowed to have their own things, but we're not? If there's any double standard, the double standard is always anti-white. Now, of course, they weren't directly saying anti-racist is a code word for anti-white, but they pointed out that a lot of times the charge of racism is anti-white. You know, you're called a racist if you're a white guy and you have the wrong opinion on race. And they'll say that only a white person can be, you know, called a racist for this. What it really is anti-white. I want to see anti-racist as a code word for anti-white, because it gives us a great segue into the rest of the mantra. You know, when people ask any questions about that, you say, well, of course it is, because here's what's being done to our people, and anti-racist is used to silence us, therefore it's anti-white. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. And of course, you know, Nazi could be a code word for anti-white, or supremacist could be a code word for anti-white. We're not saying we're superior to anyone. That would be justifying our right to exist. That's innate, you know, but calling us to supremacist is a code word for anti-white. And the reason I want us to keep discipline on using the, you know, the code word phrase before anti-white is because a lot of whites right now are comfortable now using anti-white to defend themselves. All they now need is that next step, that code word for, you know, so I want us to maintain our discipline on that. So when they start seeing that, they're getting a hold of that code word part of it, because if that gets spread around even more, then a lot of people are going to be asking why it is. We've got the answer to that. That is our mantra. Just to reiterate a little bit, I'm talking about the majority of whites who have opinions on race that they're afraid to say. That's what we're there for. It's the people who are afraid to fight until they have the weapons given to them. We're not just out there fighting with these weapons, guys. We're out there putting them in the hands of other whites. And even though they might not start posting the whole mantra, the things they pick up from the mantra, even the pieces of it being disseminated all over the place, helps us out. Simply because if a white person has pointed out to them one time, the only take-home message they get from it is that only white countries and all white countries have been flooded with non-whites. Okay, they've got that part down. You know, they have down the number two. Now all they need is someone else to show them the number three, and they'll figure out the answer is five. So again, you know, they know that it's only white countries and all white countries that have been flooded with non-whites. That no, and, you know, and then later on they pick up that nobody's doing this in any non-white countries, and then later on they realize that this leads to a world without any white people, and they have a problem with that. And then they realize that this is being, then they hear somewhere else that this is being done intentionally and that that's genocide. Now, they can't forget about the facts they already know. They already know this is only being done to whites, and it's being done to all whites in all white countries and only white countries. Okay? It only affects white children, and it is something that is being designed to get rid of our race, probably first reduce us to minorities in all of our countries, and then we can be just stamped out by the non-whites there. Sort of the South African model is what I personally believe Team Anti-White has planned for whites. Well, when somebody is already familiar with parts of the mantra, because again, people have a short attention span, the mantra is as condensed as it can possibly be and have everything we need in it, you know, the next closest one to that is probably Africa for the Africans, Asian countries for Asians, white countries for everybody. That's genocide by assimilation. You know, that's the closest one I've seen. But again, it doesn't cover everything that's in the full mantra. But remember, even if people are only picking up the pieces of these weapons that we're dropping around for them, they can figure out how to assemble them themselves. You know, after they've heard it enough, we're a brilliant group of people as a race. We can figure out how to use the pieces of something and reverse engineer it quite quickly. So don't be discouraged if you see people using parts of the mantra in places, the stuff that you know is mantra logic, but they're not using the whole thing. You can offer them the whole thing. You can show them the whole thing. Hey, it would work even better if you pointed out this whole thing. Show them the mantra. Or you can, you know, do the, well, that's a good point there, Bob. But it's also a problem because they call any white person who talks about it an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. In other words, you're completing it for them. You know, they've showed up with a couple pieces of the puzzle, and you say, hey, check this out. You put the other puzzle pieces with it so everyone can see it there, and they might take some of those puzzle pieces home with them to show other people the bigger picture next time, too. So when you see people posting things that are chunks of the mantra, you know, everybody says there's a race problem. Everybody says the solution to this race problem is for us to all blend together into a, you know, new mixed race. But doesn't that get rid of the races? That's not good for diversity, you know. I've seen people that are now sort of confused posting stuff that sounds like that. as well as in everyday conversation. I hear people saying that too sometimes. You know, they might feel more comfortable in a small group setting saying something like that. And then, you know, we just point out, well, you know, that you realize that's only being done in white countries and it's being done to all white countries. If it's only being done to us and it gets rid of all of us, then that's not blending everyone together and getting rid of diversity. That's just white genocide. And anti-whites use words to silence us that basically just mean heresy or witch. You know, you're an evil racist Nazi who wants to clone Hitler and kill 6 million Jews and all that crap. You know, it's just words to silence someone who has an opinion they don't like. Why? Because their opinion is that the world's a better place if we're gone. They're genocidal maniacs. You know, and that's sort of the stuff that sort of flows once you have the mantra internalized. But you can help the people out a bit when you see them fumbling with parts of our weapons, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. You know, they're going to use them, and I'm glad to see them using it. That's better than them saying nothing at all. And sometimes they'll say stuff that doesn't even create an argument, you know, just pointing out that no one's pushing diversity on any countries that aren't white. You know, it's not the full mantra. It's not going for the throat. However, even that little piece right there does us a favor because it's one little sound that person will never forget that said this diversity thing is only being promoted to whites. You've already given them a piece of information that can later be built on. And, you know, our swarm members who are listening to me right now, we love to use the full mantra and those mini mantras when combined to get out all the information that's in the mantra whenever it's possible. But don't feel discouraged when you see people using bits and pieces of it here and there, because that means the whole thing's getting spread around. Their learning happens in stages, you know, and sometimes they might not have the whole thing down at first, but they're taking baby steps towards it. And it's a process some of our swarm members who are listening to me right now have probably gone through. You know, they started just using the word anti-white and pointing out when something was anti-white, or pointing out when something is, you know, promoting blending whites and non-whites in only white countries or something like that. And then they start pointing out nobody's flooding black countries with non-blacks and telling them they have a race problem. You know, they started using these bits, and they find out these bits and pieces on their own work, and then they realize how much better it works when you put them all together. So that's the good news, that we're out there spreading weapons and a terminology, that our terminology is our weapons. This is a war of words, after all. We don't do anything illegal. We don't do anything violent. But we spread around this terminology because we are, one, defending ourselves. We're opening up people's eyes and minds to white genocide. We want a open public discussion on white genocide. And by spreading around that terminology, we're giving people weapons to defend themselves, too. And so one of the things I want us to watch out for, and we can even report back when we see them from other places as well, is when we see people using bits and pieces of mantra logic, and go right on ahead and give them more of it too if you want. I highly encourage you to do that, because again, when you see somebody, you know, fumbling around with a piece of something, and you know they could do even better when they have the whole thing, give them the whole thing. But at the same time, take note of it when you see people saying things that are in the mantra, because that's one of the ways we can assess progress that we're making towards our eventual goal of ending white genocide. So anyway, that's all I can think of to say on the topic of that silent white majority that's starting to speak up. We haven't seen the whole mantra yet coming out all over the place, but we are seeing bits and pieces of it. And that critical piece, the words anti-white, that isn't attached to anti-white and anti-Semitic anymore. It's just straight out anti-white. We're seeing that a lot, and we're seeing other pieces of our mantra starting to show up too. And that's a good sign. I will probably get myself a glass of water and be with you guys again later. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.